Well, a nice sedate opening for us today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Imke with you for the next hour and about 15 tracks of music. This is show number 217, another set of winter rambles. This is Elise Howe, and two songs here are strung together. Miss Shepherd and Sleep Soon in the Morning from the Shetland fiddle tradition. Hope you enjoy our travels today. We're going here and there, as always. Back to the music. Halifax-based harpist Elise Howe. She performs and teaches throughout America, Scotland, and Ireland, and that's from her album Phosphorescence, traditional tunes and new compositions and songs. The first overseas harp student who was accepted to the Royal Scottish Academy was Elise Howe. She studied Scottish harp, ethnomusicology, and Gaelic song traditions, and she's later studied and taught at the Gaelic College in Cape Breton. She began teaching the harp in the 1990s as a big repertoire of Celtic music and Gaelic songs, classical music, and what she calls electric harp music. And she's fascinated by the varied ways that the harp is continuing to evolve. So sort of putting jazz and ragtime and stride and boogie-woogie and so on, how that has influenced the chromatic and syncopated Cape Breton style of piano accompaniment is of great interest to her. And she's trying to develop methods of transferring and imitating that on the harp as well. So more power to her. So that was Miss Shepherd and Sleep Soon in the Morning. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 217, and we head off to Ireland now. This is a band, Clannad, an Irish family band formed in 1970 back in Gweedore in County Donegal. Their music is described as folk or folk rock or traditional Irish or Celtic and New Age and smooth jazz, and they add Gregorian chant in there and so on. They're formed by siblings, Kieran Brennan, Paul, and Mary Brennan. They're twin uncles, Noel and Padraig Dugan. And the band were initially known as Clan As Dobar. So they became Clannad in 1973. They released a number of albums in the late 70s and did some successful U.S. touring. toured as a six-piece group for a while with Enya, who was a younger sister, and then she left the group to pursue a solo career, which kind of eclipsed them all in some ways. Clannad have won numerous awards throughout the career, and they're widely regarded as a band that really kind of brought Irish music and Irish language to a more worldwide audience, with combined sales of like over 90 million records. So I don't think in the long run Enya has really eclipsed them in any way. This is from their CD called Nadur, and this is Rhapsody na Chrann. Wonderful music from Clannad.
Czekam na niej każdy dzień, może być jeden dzień już przyjdzie. Życie tak, jeden dzień idzie, każdy dzień wygląda jak każdy dzień, a ja samemu na nie tak myślę, myślę o niej cały czas. Ja tak śpiewałem, tak to myślałem,
Jeden dzień ona przyjdzie z powrotem, jeden dzień będzie moja. Starszy jestem teraz i na nie jeszcze czekam. Myślę sobie, może być, że Pan Bóg da mi jedną szansę tak to wygrać. Myślałem sobie, a może wiedzie jeden dzień, ona tak przyjdzie. Do mojego serca tak to przynosi i moja miłość na mnie będzie. A ja tam sam tak myślałem. I tak to sobie, tak to czekałem, bo jeden dzień do mnie przyjdzie, jeden dzień będzie ze mną. Jeden dzień, jeden dzień. Ostatni dzień.
That's a project that was called Justa Raz. It's a Polish group. The name means again in Polish. It started up around the early 2000s in Montreal, a group of Montreal-based musicians. They sang in Hebrew and Arabic and Polish and French. Lots of gypsy and klezmer sources kind of rubbed shoulders with blues and North American jazz. This album, was called Balaganya. It won them the 2003 Juno for Best Album in the World Music category. They did a bunch of film music as well. And basically, it's this very interesting material. They have a couple of their CDs. They threw all of their cultural influences together. And I read a little quote there that said, Klezmer Arabic, the Central European pub, and the Paris Cafe. Here's the quote. A kind of wandering Jewish blues that expresses the entire history of the 20th century from the point of view of a man whose identity slips casually between Polish, Israeli, and Canadian from song to song. Can only happen in Canada, right? So if you want to look them up, you pronounce it Justa Raz. It's J-E-S-Z-C-Z-E and then R-A-Z from Montreal. Before that, we heard from Clannad out of Ireland. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 217. Some more winter rambles here. We go then from somewhere, Montreal basically, but somewhere in between Poland and Arabic nations and Israeli nations. We go from that to a Greek popular singer and composer of gypsy origin who's been active since the early 1970s, Eleni Vitali. She was born in Athens. It's kind of a musical Hellenized gypsy family she was born into. She was raised as a child, living the typical gypsy lifestyle by traveling across the country. Her father played the santur, and her mother was a singer at festivals. And in the early 1960s, she began to succeed at the santur. You might know it as kind of a hammer dulcimer-related thing. Became known as a singer by the mid-1970s and has not looked back since then. This is something from Eleni Vitali. Στη δικιά μου τη ζωή
σου να λερώσεις μια ζωή. Όλα τα έχεις πια σκοτώσει στη δικιά μου τη ζωή. Λες και κράταγες μαχαίρια όταν είχες γεννηθεί. Όλα τα έχεις πια σκοτώσει στη δικιά μου τη ζωή.
Great picking there from Leo Kottke, an acoustic guitarist who's known for this finger-picking style that kind of draws on blues and jazz and folk and so on. Very syncopated and polyphonic melodies. He overcame a number of personal obstacles in his life, including partial loss of hearing and a difficult time with tendon damage for a while, to emerge as continuing to be a widely recognized master of his instrument. He sings sporadically as well, in a kind of unconventional style that he described himself as sounding like geese farts on a muggy day. He was born in Athens, Georgia. He moved with his parents so frequently. He was raised in 12 different states, and he picked up music from all of those different places. He ended up living in Minneapolis for most of his adult life. He learned to play the trombone and violin, and then he tried the guitar. His debut album came out back in 1969, and later he did a number of albums with John Fahey's Tacoma Records, a classic. If you're ever interested in finger-picking guitar style, that's some of the early releases came out of Tacoma. Lots of recordings over the years, did some enduring collaborations as well. He's got a bunch of Grammy nominations and so on. He's done some orchestral works as well, but that's from Leo Kottke. Before that, we heard from Eleni Vitali. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, which is 95.9 FM, in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 FM in Sydney, Kipreton, however you got here. As I always say, I'm glad you joined me. Well, we're kind of going all over the map. It's very much beyond, I suppose, for today's show. But we go from that finger-picking music to Sha Na Na. I don't know if you remember them, if you're old enough, but an American rock and roll doo-wop group. They performed this song and dance repertoire based on 1950s hit songs, and they were originally formed in 1969, which is when Leo Kottke had his first release. Their friend Jimi Hendrix helped them get a gig at Woodstock, and they played right before Hendrix, if you've ever seen the movie or were there for some reason. Their performance was a showstopper. It left the audience simultaneously, as they said, delighted and bewildered. What the heck did we just see? And their set closing song at the Hop got the group a standing ovation, and they brought them back for an encore before Jimi Hendrix got on. You know, they billed themselves as being from the streets of New York, but the members were frequently outfitted in, they're from all over, outfitted in gold lamé and leather jackets and pompadour or ducktail hairdos and so on. And ironically, interesting, they're still around, including a member from 1970. Original band lineup. They usually perform with about 12 people, and they had a TV series for a while between 1977 and 1981, which was among the most watched programs in syndication during its run. So they've got this genre, and they got this. They've found their happy moment. So we're gonna hear Sha Na Na. What the heck, you know? Because we can. Yakety yak.
Take out the papers out of the trash.
Fire! aboard on a ship, lost his way in the fog. On a whale of a crew, was a juice down a tube, we suffered the cuttings of dog. And a shove from the rock, lower a shove, the boat was certainly over. Certainly, signs around. And the poor old dog was thrilled.
Could only be the Pogues, right? That was from their 30th anniversary concert tour, and they were recorded live in Paris, a 2-CD set, and it's classic Pogues. The Pogues are a British Celtic punk band, well, some of them say Irish, but anyway, they were formed in London, King's Cross, in 1982 as Pogue Mahone, or Kiss My Arse, which was sort of their attitude, fronted by Shane McGowan, and they reached international prominence in the 1980s, early 90s. McGowan left the band in 1991 due to drinking problems. Well, he's kicked out. The band continued. Joe Strummer of The Clash was there, and Spider Stacy was on vocals. They broke up in 1986, reformed in 2001, and played regularly off and on until 2014. And some of this time, latter time was with McGowan as well. As he said, I don't hate the band at all. They're friends. I like them a lot. We were friends for years before we joined the band. We just got a bit sick of each other. We're friends as long as we don't tour together. He said, I've done a hell of a lot of touring. I've had enough of it. So he wasn't into the touring life. But it's great to see him fronting the band again. And just a little bit of chaos that gives you a sense of what a Pogues concert would be like. Before that, we heard from Sean Anah, and also live in concert. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 217, and we're gallivanting around the world. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey. However you got here, I'm glad you're with us. Next up, so I've always loved this. There was this husband-wife duo, E.C. and Orna Ball, and they were Appalachian. They never really got the popularity of the Carter family, but they made a very significant contribution to the development of old-timey music, especially gospel music. Seldom did they venture far from their home on the Virginia-North Carolina border. They lived in Rugby, Virginia. And they owned a general store there and service station and raised family there. They were recorded by Alan Lomax back in the day, and they made a few records. They did regular radio gigs, you know, the weekly radio things that people used to do. And they've released a tribute album for a bunch of especially E.C. or Estel Ball's songs. And it includes gospel as well as some of the fun tunes and the folksy stuff that he liked as well, which didn't really get recorded as much because they kind of pigeonholed him as, you know, just gospel. But I don't really know anything about this group, the Sandpiper Dolls, who did a version of Jubilee. So this is from a compilation album of sort of a memorial album to E.C. Ball called Face a Frowning World. Has a great picture of him on the front too, with a bit of a frown. This is the Sandpiper Dolls with Jubilee.
I'm going to that happy Jubilee. Christian garments pure and white. Jubilee, Jubilee. You can find me, for I'm watching and my lamp is trimmed and bright. Oh, I'm going to the happy Jubilee. Jubilee, Jubilee. Yes, I'm going to the happy Jubilee. Jubilee, Jubilee. Yes, I'm going to the happy Jubilee. Satan will be bound and war shall cease and David's son will reign. Jubilee, Jubilee. All the ransom of the Lord shall come to Zion once again.
Monsieur le grand votre fille, Malurette Madeleine,
je n'irai plus à la fontaine.
le printemps s'en va. Je n'irai plus à la fontaine, le printemps s'en va.
A family band called Ariko, A-R-I-K-O, and from a pretty young age, music's been a part of the life of all three sisters, Jill, Kelly, and Nicole Lefebvre, and the three sisters form with their parents the group Ariko. They grew up near La Fontaine, Ontario, near Tiny, I think, something like that. Established stars in the Franco-Ontarian music scene, certainly by now. They started somewhere in 2003, they debuted at some festivals and concerts and school programs and so on. They have these, as you can tell, the rich vocal harmonies and fiddle and the sort of the energetic rhythm section, which is delivered by their parents, Laura and Louis. They are rooted in traditional music, but they add a little bit of jazzy or zydeco feel as well. Their CD called Family Portrait was released in 2017, and they're not to be confused with Ariko, A-R-I-K-O, which is an Iranian rapper based in Iran. So you can kind of keep them separate that way. Before that, Ariko, we heard from the Sandpiper Dolls, something called Jubilee. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Could be listening a variety of places. Maybe Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. Or maybe a Radio Bell Island CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. Next up, we have Kate Weeks. I've played a couple of things from some of her other albums. She spent some time in the Yukon, and that's where this CD was recorded. She's moved to Chelsea in Quebec, just north of Ottawa. But she has lots of experiences that she draws on, which she uses in her songwriting and so on. This was something, it was a five-track EP, or if you can call CDs EPs or whatever, that she put out in, it's called Land Shaping the People. And we'll hear the title track on that. Certainly in big lands like that, where you just see how much importance the landscape has to the people, it becomes much more obvious than when you're living in the midst of, you know, highways and so on. This was a crowdfunded CD, and I just noticed the last couple weeks ago that she's crowdfunding another CD. So there you go. That's the times that we're living in, I guess. This is Land Shaping the People with Kate Weeks.
Thank you. I have walked in many footsteps. I have faltered in the rain. Many shadows left behind me, filled with pleasure, filled with pain. No regrets have I encountered, no time wasted in the sun. I will walk this road before me till my wandering days are done. I have searched for many answers. I have danced along the way, found some questions to send me reeling in the cold, cold light of day. Many friends have gathered round me when I could not walk or run. They help ease this load upon me till my wandering days are done. I have dreams like many others. Some are foolish, some are bold. Yet the ones I've least expected, they have crossed my path with gold. There are journeys yet not taken. There are stories to learn. I've yet to travel till my wandering days are done. There are journeys yet not taken. There are stories still unsung. Many miles I've yet to travel till my wandering days are done. Till my wandering days are done. Till my wandering days are done.
That's a gentleman by the name of Dan McKinnon. He grew up in Nova Scotia, hearing stories about old Halifax, and he played French horn in various ensembles, various styles. He grew up watching, and religiously watching, the Don Messer Show and Sing-Along Jubilee. Both cast a lasting spell over Dan and his early musical tastes, and cast a lasting spell over many people. Two of the most popular of the CBC television programs back in that era, which were both canceled. But that's a whole other show. During his first summer break from attending Nova Scotia Teachers College, he picked up his sister's newly bought, seldom played, $100 acoustic guitar, and soon afterwards he began performing at the frequent coffee houses. And while he was hitching a ride to a folk festival in 1979, he was introduced to Stan Rogers' music, and that changed him as well. Some of you, maybe, who are from that region, who went to the Halifax Farmers Market, may have seen him busking. He was there almost every Saturday morning for 13 years, just working on his music. And his first venture with... he'd made a number of CDs, sort of self-produced, but his first venture with a veteran music producer, Paul Mills, was his fifth recording, actually, Fields of Dreams and Glory. And that's the CD that I took this track from, which is called Wandering Days, by the way. And it introduced his music to the world stage. And so, you know, in the last 30 years or so, he's done six CDs, European and Australian tours. He actually has another two planned for this year after COVID. So if you look at his website, he's heading over to the UK and Europe, and he's going to be in Australia later on in the year. So he's certainly wandering. That was Dan McKinnon. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. I have, let's see, there's a number of stations that I try to mention on a regular basis. Mun Radio, of course. CHMR, I've been there since the beginning of this show, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. I'm so glad that you're joining us, however you got here. Okay, next up we have an Irish fiddler, Kevin Burke. He's considered to be one of the finest living Irish fiddlers. He's 50 years at the forefront of Irish traditional music and Celtic music. He's had a number of solo releases, plus groups like the Bothy Band, Patrick Street, the Celtic Fiddle Festival, and so on. He lives in Oregon now, but he was born in London and to parents from County Sligo in Ireland, and he inherited this love of Irish music from his parents, took up the fiddle at the age of 8. And he traveled often to Ireland to visit relatives, and he immersed himself in the local Sligo music. And by 13, he was playing with local Irish music groups. He met American singer-songwriter Arlo Guthrie in a pub in Milltown in County Clare in 1972. And Guthrie was very impressed with Burke's fiddling. And so he invited him to Los Angeles to play on his album, Last of the Brooklyn Cowboys, which came out in 1973. And so Burke's exposure to the musicians he met in the United States inspired him to make a career out of playing music. He moved to Dublin the next year, and his career took off. He did 3 releases with the Bothy Band, 9 with Patrick Street. Remember that great band? Man. And moved to America. He did a couple with Open House, a band. He did 6 with Celtic Fiddle Festival. That was with Johnny Cunningham and Christian Lemaitre, and a bunch of solo and collaborations as well. So he plays what he calls the Sligo style, which he says is the best of both worlds. It combines that driving rhythm of Donegal and the smooth lyricism of the Clare style. Well, I don't have to tell you this because you'll probably notice it right away when we listen to this set of tunes, Turtle's Reel and the Chicken in the Saucepan from Kevin Burke.
See you, I know that I gone blind. sweet loving kind. And when I listen to their record, I know I have to go. We can watch their river flow. I wanna watch our lemons grow.
Called the Crooked Brothers, sort of timeless country classic sounds, backports blues, stomping, scrapyard funk, and they play, I guess they call it homegrown, homemade music. They're both kind of gritty and pretty at once, sort of harmonies and the beautiful harmonica and so on, but sometimes they growl and shake in their vocals. Banjos, mandolins, guitars, and more, taking turns being juggled from brother to brother. They toured about 10 countries, played in nearly every province and territory in Canada, released three full-length albums, and that was from one called Deathbed Pillow Talk, and a track was called Sweet Dreams. The time for a couple, oh, before that, we heard from Kevin Burke, by the way, from the Irish fiddle player who lives in the United States at the moment. Next up, we have, I guess we have time for two more tracks here. We have Sasha Nairobi, and she was born in Maracaibo in Venezuela. And a very musical family, composer father, three well-known uncles who were in the Venezuelan band Urbanda. They moved to the United States and they formed the band called Los Hidalgo. And she started singing young, doing backup, a variety of well-known folks hiring her. She moved to Miami, continued to do music and kind of ethno-pop, some trad instruments and so on. Great live shows, joy, warmth, and great musicians. This is Sasha Nairobi, and this is something called Princesa.
No tengo dinero, pero tengo amor. Sacrificios que hago por ti.
smooth transition there from Sacha Nairobi and Princessa to some concertina music from Ireland. This is Gerardo Haveroin, Irish ethnomusicologist, author, musician, historian, specializes in Irish music. Born in Ennis, County Clare, he was a former member of the Kilfenora Cayley Band, won the All-Ireland Champion 5 times. And now he sort of has been involved as he was the inaugural holder of the Johnson Chair in Quebec and Canadian Irish Studies at Concordia University. He's very interested in the contributions of Quebecers of Irish origin to the social, cultural, and religious and economic evolution of Quebec. Thanks for joining me today. He's doing a set of tunes, Miss Walsh and Apples in Winter. Hope you enjoyed our travels and do take care of each other, okay? Fair enough. And I'll see you next week. Happy trails.